We do not like to be out of control, do we? Of course not. But how much control do we have, really? You can know the season, what time it is, have every minute of every day for the next 3 months planned out on a whiteboard calendar on your wall, and still not fully know what the next moment holds for your life. What happens when we fully grasp that truth? We can do one of three things. We can freak out and live in fear of what could happen. We can believe the lie and disillusionment that we actually do control it all, meaning we have put ourselves on the throne, or we can walk by faith. Through every hill and valley, we can know God has every moment and season of our life in His hands, from the day we are born to the day we die. This is why James 4:15 tells us we should say, if the Lord allows, we will do this thing or that thing. If the Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, I'll be there. King Solomon, in all his wisdom, thought a lot about this. He searched for the meaning of life in everything, only to discover it's all meaningless without God at the center. He concluded that there is indeed a time and season for everything, and God has an intended purpose for it all. We're looking all month long at Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. Today, we're focusing on verse 5. Ecclesiastes 3:1-5. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Solomon says there is a time to scatter and gather stones. I don't know about you, but I don't do a lot of stone scattering and gathering. I have placed rocks intentionally around my yard as a border. I think the key word there is intentionally. We have seasons. We are intentional about things. There is a time for it. Solomon could be referring to his father David, who gathered 5 smooth stones to take a stand for God against Goliath. He then scattered 1 right into that giant's head. It was his time to die. The Israelites scattered stones in enemy fields. They gathered stones in preparation to build a highway. There are times we should be preparing and picking up what we need for the call on our life, as well as times we need to release, throw off in obedience, and move on. What about embracing and not embracing? I used this one on my husband when we were dating. This is not a time for embracing. We attended a Christian college and there was a PDA rule, no PDA, meaning no public display of affection. There is a time to embrace. Solomon knew that. Remember, he wrote the Song of Solomon. Still, there is a time to refrain. Affection is a beautiful thing within the perfect design and boundaries God set in place. I love hugs. Sometimes we all need a hug. Sometimes it's not the right time. As we abide daily in Christ, we can trust His Spirit to lead us and reveal in every season what time it is. That's the truth. There's a time for that is our focus all month long out of Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. And if you've missed any of my previous broadcasts in this series, you can find them at lifeword.org. I'll see you next time if the Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. I'm Lori Klein.